السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. There's only 10 days are left in the month of Ramadan. And I thought, just to remind myself, all of us here, that subhanAllah, we have listened to a lot of Quran. Inshallah, tonight we'll be completing the 23rd juz. The flyers have already been printed for Khatm al-Quran. Announcements have been made. Some places Eid has been already announced as well. These 20 days that have gone, sincerely ask ourselves that how close have we gone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What connection have we built with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last 20 days? And subhanAllah, the way how things are going so fast and so quickly, these 10 days will go very, very quickly as well. And like I said, before you know it, Khatm al-Quran and then Eid, and then back to our normal life, our normal schedule, our normal routine. If you remember in the beginning of Ramadan, I mentioned the whole point of this Ramadan, or these 30 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated, is so that we get close to Allah, so that we have a strong connection with Allah. We have this awareness that Allah is watching me at all times. There is a responsibility that I have to fulfill. I am a true servant and a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he possessed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, which he has blessed all of us, even before being a prophet, was that he was a servant of Allah. When we recite the kalima and recite the shahada, what do we say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He was a servant of Allah first, then he was a prophet of Allah. All of us are servants of Allah. We all have to realize that who is our master. We can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our master and we are his servant, then the servant knows what he has to do to please and to serve his master. And subhanallah, if we don't serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah has made us humans in such a manner that we are bound to serve someone else or to serve something else. We are bound to do that. That's how Allah has made us. If we don't serve Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us serve His creation. Allah is giving us the opportunity of serving Him. That's why we are considered to be the best creation of Allah, because we are the ones who serve Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, all of the creation that I have been created, I created that for you. They're there to serve us. We have to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we don't serve Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes us serve those things which Allah has made to serve us. And then subhanallah, we see early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, we see people. They wake up so early in the morning, not so that they can serve Allah. Rather, they have to take their dog for a walk in the morning. What is that? Because they have stopped serving Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned the tables around on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
Ameen.
But again, it's a reminder, we're in these last 10 days. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned, the seek Laylatul Qadr and the odd nights of these last 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really give us the ability of utilizing this opportunity and making the most of it.
Ameen.
And again, that it's not just about these 20 days or these 10 days which are left. We have a lifetime commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even after Salatul Eid is over, we still have to have that connection with the masjid, still have a connection with Quran, still have a connection, you know, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the deen of Allah, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, we've been hearing about so many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to start taking those and start implementing them and putting them into practice. If we keep on procrastinating and delaying and delaying and delaying, subhanAllah, we don't know when it's going to be our time. You know, yesterday I mentioned to all of you that subhanAllah, the brother was there the night before, he had a heart attack. Alhamdulillah, he's okay. But this is life. We don't know when we have to go. We don't know what can happen to us. We need to be prepared at all times. At all times. Imagine if someone just grabbed us from the neck or from our collar and took us straight to the airport and saying, you need to go on this flight. Would we be ready? None of us would be ready. We need to go home. We need to pack. We need to take our things. Subhanallah, the angel of death, he won't knock at our door and ask, are you ready? He won't ask, are you ready? He will just grab us by our neck and say, it's time for you to go. There is no time for us to say that, you know, give me some time so I can at least pray 2 rakats of salah, so that I can recite some Quran, so I can do some more tasbihat, so I can do some istighfar. That time is now gone. That angel of death, when he comes, subhanAllah, he will just grab us and just throw us in our grave. We need to be prepared. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of preparing ourselves for the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of connecting himself with Rabbul Alameen subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.